Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, I can't give you the number. The phone's not working. Embarrassing. What can I tell you? You want to hear somebody who's really stupid? I know, there's somebody, but really, really stupid. She's from Westchester, New York. She used to go by the name of Sandy. Now she's just three letters. AOC. That's right. That's right, she was a bartender. There's nothing wrong with a bartender. There's something wrong with this bartender. Oh, yes. Now, Sandy went to the same high school as the beautiful young woman who was murdered in Chicago. Mr. Producer lives in that neighborhood. Mr. Producer, has she said anything yet? Not that you know of, right? And the community there is very upset, right? And, you know, you don't really know what to do about something like this. You have a mayor there and a governor there who have no intention of changing, no matter how many wonderful, beautiful young people are murdered. They just don't care. And because they're Democrats, they keep getting voted into office. It's almost a, I don't know, a psychological perversion or illness or something. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. The days of Richard Daley are gone, and that's too bad, because Richard Daley was an old-time Democrat. I don't care if he was a machine boss. He knew what to do. Richard Daley knew what to do in a situation like this. He wouldn't have put up with it for 2 seconds. Not for 2 seconds. We talk about Minnesota, Walter Mondale. I think they called the party the Democrat Labor Party, something like that. Well, let me tell you a little secret. Back in the day, as they call it, Walter Mondale supported, and Ralph Abernathy supported, securing the border. Securing the border. And they wanted to remove the illegal aliens. The Democrat Party today is nothing like this country's ever experienced before. I mean, in terms of its hatred toward minorities, this time Jews, last time blacks, that they still have. Their contempt for the Constitution and the old Confederacy, now we have the new Confederacy. They're called sanctuary cities and states. But the same logic. They don't care if they shut down the airports. They don't care if a plane is blown up in the middle of the air because they have defunded TSA. That's right, I'm telling you the truth. The Coast Guard's defunded. These people aren't getting paid one penny, and they're out there tonight trying to make sure that terrorists and drug dealers don't get into our country. Being paid nothing. Nothing. By these Democrat Party bastards. In defense of illegal aliens. That's what's going on. They put illegal aliens ahead of TSA agents, ahead of the Coast Guard,
ahead of FEMA workers, ahead of the Secret Service. They put illegal aliens ahead of innocent young women going to college in Chicago. What's it going to take for the people to rise up? I mean, we did come together and elect Donald Trump president. Then they have their friggin' judges who are blocking us every step of the way. It's awful. Absolutely awful. Now listen to this dimwit. AOC's presidential material. Which country? Not ours. She's a dimwit, and she's a coward. We've invited her on this program I don't know how many times. Same with that jerk Raskin. Same with that jerk Bernie Sanders. One jerk after another. Now they run to CNN and MSNBC. Don't tell me they call it MS Now. How stupid is that name? MS Now. MS Now? What does that even mean? Listen to this. Cut 12. Go.
We are not a nation ruled by a king.
We're not a nation ruled by a king. Ooh, do tell us, Democratic Socialists of America. Do tell us, Mondami supporters. We are not a nation ruled by a king. I bet you practice that in front of a mirror over and over and over again. Go ahead.
That holds the authority to declare war. And the moment
only
that you
Congress has the power to declare war. She's such a Nimrod. I've explained this 1,000 times. But you know what? If you're a Democratic Socialist, a.k.a. a Marxist Islamist, you're never going to understand it. Why? Because it doesn't matter what the Constitution says. They wave it around. They don't even believe in it. They don't even. Neither does Traitor Tucker, if he believes in Sharia law that rejects the Constitution. So many jackasses out there, all over the place. Go ahead.
That responsibility, and you put that in President Trump, who has, and if you send that signal that he can unilaterally control our nuclear arsenal.
What? Hold on.
First of all, moron, unilaterally control our nuclear arsenal. There's a process that's been in place since we've had nuclear weapons to determine whether to use them. The same process that was in place when Biden was president. You know, the guy that didn't sign his own papers and so forth. Why are you trying to create this fear-mongering and hysteria? Because that's what you Marxist Islamists do. That's what you punks do. That's what you know-nothings do. We're the problem. The president's the problem. It's our nuclear arsenal. Now, ironically, Iran is trying to build a nuclear arsenal. You can't go to war unless we declare it. And let me ask you something. How would you vote? She'd vote against it. She's the enemy within, like Talib and Omar. And so many others. Like 50 or 60 of these dummycrats. Who are the enemy within? They've been elected. And more illegal aliens we can bring in, and more children they have and so forth, they figure they'll elect even more of them. What is it that jackass that runs CARE said? He says at some point we're going to have a Supreme Court justice, at some point we're going to have far more members of the House and the Senate. It's all plot. It's all plan. As mosques are popping up everywhere, nobody knows who's funding that, in strategic locations. We're under attack. It's that simple. We're under attack by these neo-fascists and how they're getting paid directly and indirectly. We're under attack by these Marxist Islamists, all of whom have a nice, comfortable place within the Democrat Party. Now, so far, the neo-fascist, rogue, woke right, they don't have a place in the Republican Party. But I am troubled by the fact that only a handful of Republicans have the guts, it doesn't even take guts, really, but to speak out against them. People in high positions won't say anything.
People in Congress, a handful of them will say something. There's nothing to be afraid of. In fact, more people will wind up supporting you. Plus, if you're running in a primary, you're running in a general election, and you embrace any of these people, I'm going to fight you. And the millions of people who listen to this program are too. We are red-blooded Americans. We've had enough of this crap. We've had enough. We've had enough. Go ahead.
A swath of weaponry, of offensive
Where is she, in a bar somewhere? What's going on there? Do we know where she is? Oh, she's on Capitol Hill. Is she in a bar on Capitol Hill? I mean, oh, the thoughts of AOC, like she's Socrates. Oh, please do tell. Well, you know, the president's not a king, and we have the right to declare war, and he can't go off on his own with nuclear weapons. Oh, do tell. She's a clown. We like clowns. I don't even want to say she's a clown. She's a putz. May I say that in Yiddish? That'll really anger the anti. She's a putz. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin. Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over. Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals five key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report from Newsmax. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need this Social Security report from Newsmax. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
Talk Radio's Clean Up Hitter. Believe what I say or I'll hurt you.
Hurt you.
Mark Levin.
Mark Levin
is on the radio.
Radio.
Lee Smith, you've heard me cite him from time to time, is really one of the great thinkers and writers in this country. And he has had this fantastic book that's been out, and it's got lost in a lot of the static, and I wanted to draw your attention to it. Lee Smith, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well, Mark. Thank you so much for your exceedingly kind words and for inviting me to come on tonight.
Well, it's my pleasure. Now, tell everybody a little bit about your background. Let's begin there.
I was raised in New York City. I've worked in journalism and publishing for, I don't know, 40 years or something like that. My father was a journalist. My grandfather, my great-grandfather was the typesetter at the New York Daily News.
Wow.
So I've been in journalism for a while. And, it's a terrific profession. It's a great industry with great people. And of course, as we've seen over the last several years, especially, there's a lot of people who have done all they can to drive it into the ground. And unfortunately, that's people on the left. And it's also some people on the right as well. But, you know, I think, Mark, that, you know, you are out there waving the banner of journalism, and the American public, our friends, our neighbors, our communities, our country needs real information with which to make decisions on how to lead their lives, how to make decisions for their families and themselves. So yeah, it's been a real joy to be a writer for so many years.
And you write about deep things. You don't write little short things. Let's talk about this fantastic book you have, The China Matrix, the epic story of how Donald Trump shattered a deadly pact. I've gone through about two-thirds of this book. I learned a lot that I didn't know and thought about a lot that I hadn't thought about. So first things first, you decided to write this book. When did you decide to write it, and what really motivated you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, toward the end of Donald Trump's first term, I really got interested in that. You know, I've been writing about the Middle East for so long. I write for Tablet, my great colleagues at Tablet magazine, and they were interested in doing some writing on China as well as the Middle East. And, you know, what really inspired me was the fact that Donald Trump, as I argue in the book, was the first American president who really underscored the problems that we have with China. And as Donald Trump put out, the main problem isn't China. The main problem is the China class in the United States, the people who have fundamentally betrayed our country and our interests to the Chinese Communist Party. So just listening to the president talk about that, I'm like, wow, he's absolutely right. And once I started to study this and research it more, I just realized, I mean, it's scandalous. It's a scandal that dates back now over half a century.
Over half a century. You're not a big fan of Kissinger, I take it. Reversing Kissinger.
Yeah, there are problems. The problem, you know, when I interviewed the president about this, it was a really long interview about China. I was really honored he gave me so much time just to speak about China. And what he says is, you know, a lot of people blame Nixon and Kissinger for Watergate, or they blame Nixon for Watergate. He said, that's not the worst thing he did. He said, the worst thing he did was open us up to China. And I started looking at this, and, yeah, it's absolutely true. It's not something that evolved into a mistake. It's something that started as a terrible mistake. And really, I think that Donald Trump's role right now is to reverse the bad work that Henry Kissinger did, not just as an American diplomat, but also as a businessman, a consultant, pushed so many American corporations into China. I mean, of course, they wanted to go to make money. And then Kissinger continued to defend this very poisonous relationship for a very long time. And I think that Donald Trump has been respectful about Dr. Kissinger, especially since he's passed away. But I also think that the president is ripe to be critical of what happened at the very origins of this relationship.
And yet, Lee Smith, I hear people say the president has kind of gone soft on China. Which I don't believe, but they say this.
I don't think so either. I mean, the president has a lot on his plate, as we see right now with Iran. I mean, there's a lot going on, and China's really the major issue, and that's another very important part of the president's legacy. So no, I don't think he's pushing this aside at all, and I think a lot of what we've seen him do in terms of foreign policy and different aspects of the domestic policy is to gird us, is to prepare us, and is to get him more leverage with which to take on the Chinese Communist Party. So no, I don't think he's going easy on China at all. I mean, there are certain decisions, regarding TikTok, for instance, that, you know, we'll have to see how these things play out. But no, hearing the president speak about China and having a chance again to interview him about China, no, I think this is a major issue for him.
And I agree with you 100%. He's done more economically to try and challenge China. He's done more with rare earth minerals to try and get back some semblance of independence in that regard. He's obviously very mindful of where China's oil comes from. He's opened our coal mines because they're opening coal mines at the blink of an eye over there. I think he realizes that they're the big challenge and big threat. And you explain this in the book. You explain that we have a lot of businesses who became friends with China. So there's a lot of resistance to this, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I one of the arguments I made, and I made this since the first term, you know, writing about Russiagate. And, you know, I always forget, but you were really the first person. I mean, I wrote about this in one book, but you're really the first person to have identified what was going on, how they were spying on Trump, and what they were doing. So I just meant to say that to you because of all the times I've gotten to speak with you, I've been meaning to congratulate you. It's pretty great.
Do you remember the the pushback when I brought it up? It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, they pushed back on you. And then when the president tweeted that before, you know, was lying about, oh, Obama's sick guy or whatever it was. Oh yeah, they went crazy, and they went crazy on Devin Nunes. Sure. I mean, people were outraged that you called out the bad guys for the evil they were doing. But it occurred to me during Trump's first term, that a lot of this pushback came from people who were concerned about him breaking their ties with Beijing. And I think that's a lot of the opposition that we've seen to this president during the first term and even now during the second term. I mean, I thought it was revelatory, Mark. You and I have spoken about Tucker Carlson and his faction. When he came out basically pro-China a few days ago, that was alarming.
Let's get into that and tie it into this great book of yours. Stick with me. Don't hang up. The China Matrix, the epic story of how Donald Trump shattered a deadly pact. This is a great book. It's almost like a thriller, but it's a nonfiction. So grab this book. Go to Amazon.com. More with Lee Smith. Folks, history is unfolding right before our eyes. The President of the United States has delivered an incredible, consequential first year, restoring strength at our borders, rebuilding American confidence, and putting this country back on a path of common sense and constitutional principles. I believe our system was never meant to rest on one leader. It depends on millions of informed, engaged citizens who are willing to stand up for faith, family, and freedom. There's more work to be done, and that's where we come in. I want you to join AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Unlike other senior organizations, AMAC is built around the values we hold dear. Members receive trusted news, the outstanding AMAC magazine, money-saving discounts on travel and insurance, and a heck of a lot more. And get this, right now you can join for 5 years, 5 years for just $47.
Go to amac.us/Levin. That's amac.us/LEVIN. And join the Association of Mature American Citizens today and be part of the solution.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Look at your home from the street for a second. Now imagine with rich, fresh color, clean trim, and a finish that looks great in the sunshine. Eagle Eye Painting can make that happen quickly and professionally. Our friendly crew focuses on the details through prep, careful edges, and a job site that's cleaned up when we're done. We're local, licensed, bonded, and insured, and we can walk you through the whole process in English or Spanish. Make this the season your home really stands out. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for your free exterior estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price, just knowing that we'll actually find that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to readinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound. Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait. Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket. Get off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get ready for spring with Master Gardeners at Redding Your Garden, March 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Shasta College, building 4,000 and 4,500. Choose three 40-minute sessions on topics like composting, garden bugs, seeds, and starting plants from cutting. Bring a soil sample for on-site analysis and healthy cuttings for a plant swap. Cost is only $5 for materials and seeds. For more information, email mastergardener@shastacollege.edu or call 530-242-2219.
Disease or condition.
Mark Levin.
Ooh, he sounds like he's tall.
On the Mark Levin Radio Show.
I'm ready.
Mark Levin, the thunder on the right. Call him now. 877-381-3811.
You want to learn about China? Really, the last more than half century, this book is so thorough. The China Matrix, the epic story of how Donald Trump shattered a deadly pact. Lee Smith, Let's start it this way before we get to Tucker. I don't even want to waste time with Tucker. I want to promote your book here, and I want to encourage people to get it on Amazon.com. The way I read your book was he put his foot on the brakes. He tapped the brakes, then he hit the brakes, said, we've got to reverse course on trade, on geopolitical issues, on military issues. So he slowed down this head rush into China, all these businesses going into China and so forth, and he used tariffs, and he used his weight of personality, he used diplomacy. Do I have that about right?
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think that people, if I could make one wish of the president, it's that I wish that he would explain to the American public why tariffs are so important right now, and it's about China, because his main point is that it's the trade deficit with China that's killing us. So a lot of people talk about Taiwan and the First Island Chain. They talk about Chinese tech, Chinese AI, all these different things. And the case that the president makes is it's our enormous trade deficit. They're doing all that stuff with American dollars. The weapons that they're pointing at our cities and towns are paid for by American money through that enormous trade deficit that we've been running with China for many decades now. It's also the fact that we let them list on our capital markets, and a lot of these are very, very bad companies. So I think what the president thinks is most important is we have to take responsibility for ourselves first and slow it down. The Taiwan issue is a function of the trade deficit. If they weren't making so much money off of us, they wouldn't have the military they have now. They wouldn't have the tech they have now, the AI they have now. So I think that's a really important thing for people to understand and to let people know, look, we're really at crunch time here. And if President Trump had not stepped up to do this with China, we'd be walking into a real catastrophe. And it's really important for him to get this done. And so, again, I try to explain that in the book, why tariffs are important, why the economic front is so important. But there's a lot of other stuff going on, too. And, yeah, I do believe that the president has a multi-pronged strategy to deal with this. And we're seeing a lot of it. We're seeing it in Iran right now. You mentioned before, Mark, talking about, the rare earth stuff, and before Trump and Xi's meeting a few months ago, Xi pulled out this stunt saying, yeah, we're not going to give you rare earth materials. Well, when they next meet, and the president appears to have postponed this meeting that was supposed to happen at the end of this week in April, he's postponing it for some time. The next time that he meets with Xi Jinping, he's going to be speaking with a man, whose energy, whose energy is now under the control of the United States. I mean, I think that's one of the points. That's one of the things we're going to be seeing. So, yeah, I think the president sees it in a very holistic manner.
When you see a Tucker Carlson really giving voice to a mouthpiece for the Communist Party in China, and putting down our country, and then also talking about how Sharia law is actually quite nice and these communities are quite nice. What do you think China thinks when they hear somebody like that? Do they even give a damn what he has to say?
Oh, I think China is very grateful whenever people say that. Mm-hmm. You know, when people like, this character, Jeffrey Sachs, really one of the most pernicious influences in American mass media, a really destructive and nasty character. No, I think it advances them, because the striking thing about what Carlson said was it's the scale of China. It's, of course, we have to deal with them. And this has been part of the China's messaging for decades now. Oh, yeah, we're too big. You have to deal with reality, America. We're coming to get you, and you have no choice. Our population is bigger. Our army will be bigger, our Air Force, our Navy. So just deal with us now. Roll over and make it easy on yourselves. And those who join us now will be rewarded greatly. Those, however, who hold out will be punished severely when China's on top of the world. So, yeah, no, I think the more people that can say that, and we see this kind of stuff in our mass media all the time, I think they're very grateful to have people who are putting out that insane messaging. I mean, it really is sort of Tokyo Rose stuff. Mm-hmm. Lie down, Americans. Give up. You can't fight us. We're too much for you.
I've never heard of somebody Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying I think it's very helpful because people are wondering what foreign influences are playing a role in our mass media right now. And a lot of people are saying, well, Qatar is very bad. They have a lot of money. Qatar is bad. If Qatar is a minor actor compared to China, there is no power in the world that wants us pushed out of the Persian Gulf, the Red Sea, and the Eastern Mediterranean more than China. So that's the major issue for us right now, China. All these other actors, of course, Iran, of course, Russia, Qatar, the Hamas, Hezbollah, all these are big concerns. But the biggest one on top of the pile is the People's Republic of China.
And China has quite a propaganda operation in America, doesn't it, including these podcasters?
Enormous. It's enormous. There's, you know, I recommend to your great audience that they check out this YouTube show by these two guys. It's called The China Show. And these guys lived in China for many years, and they know it really well. And these guys are basically reporting every week on the different kinds of propaganda that are being pushed through Western media, especially American media, about China. It's really disgraceful. No, it's a very large operation. And again, it's not just that they're pushing stuff for China. If you look at the American companies that have stakes in the success of China, a lot of them are just pushing for these different American companies. A lot of the, you know, a lot of the bad guys who are trying to influence the Trump administration. So again, it's not just China itself. It's people who are messaging on behalf of pro-China companies, pro-China industries. I mean, if you look at what's going on, I mean, how many industries depend on cash flow from China, whether, you know, Hollywood is back at it again. Unfortunately, there's a lot of it going on Wall Street. So it's insanely destructive. And Donald Trump, again, is the first person who underscored the problems with this.
Mm-hmm. How do you see some of this playing out? We do need to significantly increase our defense spending also, don't we?
Yes, I absolutely agree. And I that's, you know, that's definitely been at the top of the president's agenda. I mean, I think it's very impressive. It's very impressive. And that money has paid off already. The performance of United States Armed Forces in Venezuela and Iran in June with Operation Midnight Hammer. Now what we're seeing unfold alongside America's greatest wartime ally. The proof, people are watching it happen on the ground. People are watching what a powerful and confident America looks like. Again, partnered with, and this is one of the things I'm really grateful for. I think the schemers inside and outside of the Trump administration who have leached off of President Trump and who are now attacking him, they've lost. They're losing and they've lost because they're losing on the ground in Iran. They're losing on the ground here in the United States. So we have some hard things going on, but I'm very optimistic with the way things are going now.
I am as well. I mean, it's kind of frightening to think if Donald Trump hadn't won, if Kamala Harris and that whole foreign policy team had been back, I don't think we could recover very easily from four more years of that, do you?
No, it would be very hard, and this is one of the things that I try to remind people of, and that's why it's so important that Donald Trump accomplishes his agenda and that he accomplishes as much of it as possible, whether we're talking about immigration policy, keeping the border shut, because, you know, I mean, politically there's no guarantee a Republican's going to win the White House again in 2028. And so we Americans, we have to prepare our communities, our countries, and ourselves. So, and that's why we really need to be standing behind the president and make sure he gets done what he promised to get done abroad and at home, because we have to shore ourselves up against the possibility that these lunatics will again be, hugely destructive lunatics, will again be in power.
I just really worry about these midterms. I mean, if they take any part of Congress, just how backwards that'll be for the country in so many ways. This is such a great book, ladies and gentlemen. The China Matrix, the epic story of how Donald Trump shattered a deadly pact. You can get it on Amazon.com. I think you can get it in any major bookstore. But just get it and read it, and I think your eyes will pop wide open. And Lee Smith, we want to have you back. You're fantastic. Keep up the great work. You're a great patriot.
Thanks. Thank you so much, Mark. Again, I really appreciate the kind words. I hope my wife is listening. thanks for bringing me on tonight. I really appreciate it. God bless you, Mark.
God bless you, brother. You're going to love this book. I'm not kidding. Everything you want to know about China and everything you want to know about what Donald Trump has been doing about it and is trying to do about it. Because once Iran, that situation is resolved, hopefully in a very strong way in our favor, we're going to have to refocus on China. The president knows that. He's just set up a time with Xi, invited the president of the First Lady. I think it's in May, and there will be a reciprocal visit by them to the United States. But president's no fool. He understands exactly what's going on, exactly what's going on. Silver is now in the sixth, listen to this, silver is now in its sixth consecutive year of structural supply deficit, meaning demand is outpacing supply every single year. Demand is outpacing the supply of silver for the last 6 years. Solar energy alone is projected to consume 160 to 194 million ounces of silver this year because silver is irreplaceable in solar cell technology. Every electric vehicle on the road contains 20 to 50 grams of silver, and EVs use 67 to 79% more silver than a traditional gas-powered car. Now, the more the world goes green, whether we like it or not, and I'm not just talking about our country, these markets are worldwide, solar panels, EVs, charging stations, all kinds of industrial uses for silver, the more the world needs silver. There's no substitute. Silver is currently trading at about $71 to $80 per ounce after hitting $121 earlier this year, meaning the industrial demand story hasn't even fully played out yet. And neither has the weakness of paper currency compared to precious metals. But this is why silver experts call it the wild card. It is gold's monetary safe haven appeal plus the industrial demand engine that isn't going away. So it's an investment vehicle for diversification, and it has industrial uses. So call Monetary Gold today. Get your complimentary, a.k.a. free, gold and silver guide, the number one requested guide in America for more than 25 years. Absolutely free. And I really want you to look into this, and this is the best place to do it, Monetary Gold. Take a very close look at silver. Go online and read about it. Read what the experts are saying. The trajectory really is up. Remember I talked about the zigzag? There's no straight line. There's a zigzag. But in the case of silver, like gold, their trajectory is up, up, up. And what I'm trying to explain is, look at the forces that are at play right now. You've got a weakened dollar in terms of worldwide use, weakened currencies, period, because of debt and deficits. And you have industrial demand that is growing for silver in particular. So call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD, 877-NOW-GOLD. They're there right now, 877-NOW-GOLD. Or go to marklovesgold.com, marklovesgold.com. Again, that's 877-NOW-GOLD. Get the free gold and silver booklet that will explain everything you need to know. People are raving about that. With no obligation, just get the booklet and take a look at it. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. But again, I'm hoping everybody will check into this because I want everybody to consider diversification and to protect your money. That's 877-NOW-GOLD, 877-NOW-GOLD. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
A meaningful season is approaching for millions of families, a time to reflect on resilience, renewal, and the journey from hardship to hope. For those observing Passover or Easter, it's a moment to gather, to remember where we come from. But this year, many in Israel will mark the season under the strain of conflict, air raid sirens, families racing for shelter. Daily life has become tense and unpredictable, and parents do their best to comfort their children through nights filled with uncertainty. That's why the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground right now, delivering food, emergency aid, supporting bomb shelter readiness, and caring for vulnerable seniors, including Holocaust survivors. In a season centered on hope and renewal, your support of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews can make a real difference for those facing fear and instability. Please rush your tax-deductible gift and call 844-866-IFCJ. That's 844-866-IFCJ. Or online at levinforthefellowship.org. That's L-E-V-I-N for thefellowship.org.
Now, a radio sensation that's sweeping the nation.
Feisty as ever. Please welcome
Mark Levin.
Is this show over already? I guess pretty close. It's always an honor to have you folks here. It's always a pleasure. Radio is like what I was born to do. Radio, you say, well, Mark, you do TV, now podcasts, you write. Radio is what I was born to do. As a kid, that's what I loved, talk radio, and here I am. What a career, huh? Aaron, still, what a career. Almost 25 years. I never would have dreamt it, never. You know, I've been working with Pure Talk for 6 years, Pure Talk. I wanted to work with a wireless company that shares our values. And Pure Talk is veteran-led, so helping veterans is their North Star. It's such a patriotic company, and they do so much good for you, their clients. They've donated over $500,000 to America's Warrior Partnership. That's a fantastic organization that's on the front lines of helping to prevent veteran suicide. And Pure Talk creates jobs right here in America with an U.S.-only workforce. Sure, it'd be a lot cheaper to send jobs overseas like other companies do, but they're committed to delivering the best experience possible for you. And yes, I love Pure Talk's service. They give you the same towers, same network, same 5G coverage as one of the big guys, but for a fraction of the price. I choose to do business and bring them to your attention with a company that shares our values, helping support veterans every single day, creating American jobs, and treating you, the American patriot, with respect, and not ripping you off, giving you the best deal they can. Isn't that a company you want to be with? Dial #250, say Mark Levin, and switch to Pure Talk. It's long overdue if you haven't done it yet. T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, folks, in my opinion, you're getting badly ripped off. You really are. You're paying way too much for the same thing, except, in my view, Pure Talk is better service, customer service, and the price is unbeatable. The price is unbeatable. They can't match it, not even come close. That's #250. Say Mark Levin to switch to my wireless company, America's wireless company, Pure Talk. You can keep your phone number if you want. Less than 10 minutes, you're switched, you're ready to go. You're going to feel great about it. And they're there right now. That's #250, say Mark Levin, #250, say Mark Levin. I try to bring you the best of the best in every category we can. We work very hard at that. And don't forget, Lee Smith's great book. Really, it's a great price on Amazon right now. The China Matrix, the epic story of how Donald Trump shattered a deadly pact. You're going to learn a ton about our number one enemy and competitor. I want to give a shout out to Barnes & Noble. I've gone into a couple brand new Barnes & Noble. They're expanding. They're trying to expand in the book industry when the book industry is in trouble. And I think reading is so important. Reading is so important on so many levels. And it has a way of competing with, if not out-competing, the internet and other elements out there that are providing horrendous propaganda that undermine the individual and self-confidence and all the rest. So a shout-out to Barnes & Noble. They're expanding the number of their stores. They're refurbishing their stores, and they put out, yes, all kinds of books, including conservative books. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, the men and women in Ukraine, the men and women in Israel, the men and women in Persia, and you, the American citizen, red-blooded Yanks. Thank God for you. I'll see you tomorrow.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucket horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.